Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Don Gergen. Father Don is a lecturer, an author, and socius of the Chicago province. His preaching is entitled, We Are Here to Serve.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was going up to Jerusalem and took the 12 disciples with him. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him something. He said, What do you wish? She answered, Command that these two sons of mine sit one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. Jesus said in reply, You don't know what you're asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink? They said to him, We can. He replied, My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, that is not mine to give, but for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it is not so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. We have an interesting text here in the Gospel of Matthew that we find in the other synoptics as well. The two sons, the mother, approaching Jesus. Amazing that they still have not understood the kind of kingdom of which Jesus is speaking, that it is not a kingdom of this world. Evidently, they still assume that he is going to be the kind of Messiah that would be an earthly and political ruler. At any rate, we can understand why the other 10 are rather put off with these two attempting to push themselves closer to Jesus and thus rule in a way themselves with the coming of the kingdom. But the message is quite clear. Not only do they not understand Jesus fully, not only do they not understand the kind of kingdom that Jesus has been talking about, but they do not understand what Jesus has been teaching them in terms of being called to service. Jesus makes it clear in the end, I have not come to be served. And so likewise for them, and likewise for us. If we are followers of Jesus, if we indeed see discipleship as our way, then we are not to be served. That should not be certainly at the forefront of our minds in any way, but we are here to serve, to be of service to one another, to be a true servant. Now, in this context of Jesus exhorting them and us, begin thinking about what it means to serve. The hint is rather obvious also, that sometimes being a servant, and that is being a servant of the Lord, being a servant of God, and because we serve God, we are therefore called to serve one another because we love God with our whole heart, we therefore love our neighbor, those whom God loves. But the hint here is when Jesus asks the question, can you drink the chalice? Can you drink of the cup of which I will drink? They too quickly say yes, without knowing again what they're saying, because the cup of which Jesus speaks is indeed one of suffering. Our first reading on this day is actually from the prophet Jeremiah, an excellent example in the Old Testament of a servant, of a suffering servant, the kind of suffering servant that one ponders in Lent, and especially during the Holy Week with those texts from the prophet Isaiah. Can you drink of the cup? When that expression, cup, emerges on the lips of Jesus, for example, in Gethsemane when he prays, Abba, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass me by. That word, chalice, cup, connotes, carries with it the sense of the suffering and passion of Christ, but also the suffering that God's disciples, those who may be persecuted, certainly those whose lives may not always be easy, that they will be asked to drink of that cup. And so likewise here, can you drink of this cup? The question is being asked of us as well. We are being called by Christ, come, follow me. He attempts to instruct us what following him means and involves. And it involves not a life of comfort, but a life of self-sacrifice, of being for others. And that sometimes that being for others will mean to suffer on Christ's behalf for the sake of others, for the sake of the gospel. It's important for us that whenever we go to Mass, to the Eucharist, and celebrate, and even if these days we might not always as often receive from the cup itself, we might receive by intinction, or we might only receive the bread, the body of Christ, but the cup is there with the understanding that we are called to drink of that cup too. And however we do it, at Mass, we are always saying yes to the cup. Do we know what we're doing when we say yes? When we receive communion, when we say yes to Christ's self-offering to us, when we say yes to our discipleship, when we see that cup at Mass, when we open ourselves to it, when we acknowledge what it is, we too, like the disciples, are saying, oh yes, we can. And Jesus is saying, you may not really know what you're thinking or talking about or saying, but drinking of that cup you will, if you choose to be my disciple. So during this season of Lent, we are called to be conscious of that discipleship, of the cost of discipleship, and we are invited to reflect upon during this Lenten time what that discipleship asks of us, and that we can say then also with Christ, we are not here to be served, but to serve, and also to turn our lives over for others. That is what we are about. That is what discipleship is about. And that is what Lent offers us, a time to re-own that, become conscious of it, and once again say, yes, Lord.